SpaceX pops 30% NASDAQ debut, the largest IPO ever. SpaceX began trading on the NASDAQ and climbed as much as 30% before finishing its first session up 19%, according to Reuters, which described investors piling into what is now the world's largest initial public offering by size. The debut closes one of the most heavily front-run listings in recent memory, and it does so on a day when crypto sat in the opposite mood. The Fear and Greed Index read 19, or extreme fear, with Bitcoin at $63,557, down 0.1% over 24 hours as of June 13, 2026. The gap between those two tapes is the story. While spot crypto drifted, a record equity debut printed green, and a slice of the crypto market had spent weeks buying claims on exactly this outcome. The settlement bell for crypto's pre-IPO bet SpaceX never needed crypto to go public, but crypto spent the run-up manufacturing ways to bet on it. Binance Wallet ran a pre-IPO subscription that pulled in about $557 million. Gates said roughly $60 million poured into its own pre-IPO window. DeFi Llama cataloged on-chain perpetuals referencing SpaceX, alongside OpenAI and Anthropic. Each of those products was a synthetic stand-in for a share nobody could legally hold yet. The debut turns those guesses into a mark. Anyone who bought synthetic SpaceX at a private market estimate now has a public reference price to settle against. If the wrapper was priced above where the stock opened, the holder is underwater, even though the stock itself rose. If it was priced below, the discount just got paid out. The 19% close is not the number that matters most to those holders. The number that matters is the spread between what they paid inside the crypto product and where the order book actually cleared. Synthetic exposure carries its own risks. A token that tracks a private company is not the same as owning the company. Several layers sit between the holder and the underlying. The issuer of the wrapper has to source or hedge the exposure, and how it does that determines whether the token actually pays out the IPO price or something looser. On-chain perps add funding rates and liquidation mechanics that can erase a correct directional call. Subscription products often locked funds for a set window, so holders could not exit mid-move, even if they wanted to. There is also the question of redemption. A pre-IPO claim is only worth the public price if the structure converts cleanly into the listed shares or cash settles against them. Where that conversion is vague, the holder is trusting the issuer's balance sheet, not the NASDAQ tape. That is counterparty risk wearing an equity costume, and it is the same lesson crypto users learned the hard way with custodial products that promised one thing and settled another. A green debut against a red market, the macro contrast is hard to ignore. SpaceX listing into strength while the broader crypto market sits at extreme fear suggests capital is willing to chase a specific, named asset, even as it backs away from the asset class that spent weeks packaging that asset. Bitcoin's 24-hour move was a rounding error. Ether traded at $1,666, down 0.5%. SOL was effectively flat at $66.91. None of that moved on the debut, which tells you the equity bid and the crypto bid were not the same money on the same day. For SpaceX itself, the listing also matters because its S1 had already drawn crypto attention by framing its Bitcoin as a strategic reserve for excess cash. A public SpaceX now reports that position quarterly, which means its treasury decisions become visible market events rather than private footnotes. The mechanical checklist for holders now. For anyone sitting on a pre-IPO crypto position, the work is mechanical, not emotional. Read the product's settlement terms. Does it cash settle against the public price, convert to shares, or simply expire? Find the cost basis the product priced you in at, then compare it to the opening range, not the splashy intraday high. Confirm the redemption window and whether it has already closed. A 19% first day gain in the stock does not automatically transfer to a wrapper that was sold at a generous private market premium. The debut answered the only question these products could not: where the market actually values SpaceX with real buyers and sellers. Holders now know whether they were early or simply overcharged.